The Minister for Foreign Affairs is on the phone. Good morning, Charlie Flanagan. Does what Barack Obama announced last night mean that illegal Irish immigrants in the United States will be allowed to come home to visit and then return to their lives in America?
Well, this is welcome news. The overall package has got to be seen to be positive progress. Not everybody will be satisfied, but thousands will. And I think if you look at it in the overall context, as Katrina Perry has said, there are a number of 11 million undocumented illegal immigrants in the United States. Of those, about 4 million will benefit in some way from this new initiative. From an Irish perspective, there are up to 50,000 undocumented. The figures are not clear because of the fact that they are undocumented, unregistered. But it's estimated that many thousands will benefit. You mentioned specifically the area of travel. This indeed has been a big issue because we've heard, everybody has heard over the years, indeed myself as a constituency TD, the distressing and agonising and disturbing cases of people unable to travel, unable to come home.
Does that change now, Charlie Flanagan? Will they be able to come home?
Yes. The President didn't announce the small print or the detail as far as the travel is concerned, but there is reference to it, and I believe that there is hope there for many thousands.
Hope or certainty?
Undocumented Irish who haven't been able... Yes, I believe that that hope will actually transform into real progress. I will be listening closely to Las Vegas later on this morning when the minister, when the President will elaborate further. But it is clear from what has been said that the travel issue will be addressed and will allow for many Irish to travel in a manner in which they haven't over the years, to attend funerals, to attend weddings, to come home, where there's a real humanitarian need.
You tweeted last night at around 10 o'clock, "I'm very pleased that Enda Kenny has called President Obama in advance of immigration reform package a big issue for Irish in America." The tweet was deleted, and at 10:40 you tweeted, "Strong and welcome announcement on immigration reform by President Obama at 1 a.m. Why was the tweet deleted?
Enda Kenny has been actively engaged in this issue. He spoke to President Obama recently. He didn't speak to him yesterday. Our ambassador, Ann Anderson, has been really active in this regard. Pat Breen, the chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee, Jimmy Dinahan, Minister of State, has been in the States recently. I myself was in Washington in September when I had the opportunity of engaging directly with Vice President Joe Biden.
But he didn't speak to him yesterday.
With Secretary of State John Kerry, all of whom are anxious to help the extraordinary situation for the thousands of undocumented Irish. And I'm satisfied that the positive progress that has been made in this regard will offer an opportunity for people who have been living a lie in the United States with no identity, oftentimes finding it extremely difficult to make physical contact with their loved ones at home. That will be settled, and I believe it's real progress.
And we'll be talking to two of those illegal Irish immigrants who have a mixed, somewhat welcoming reaction to President Obama's speech a little later in the programme. Back home, Charlie Flanagan, you're still asking people to pay for water, less than you were asking 3 weeks ago. Lots of people still saying they won't pay, lots of people protesting. Here's what your fellow Fine Gael TD Noel Coonan had to say about some of those protests in the Dáil yesterday.
The people who are protesting here in Dublin, the socialist led group, they don't care about the country people. And they want to act like parasites and live off of the country people. They have never acknowledged the role that the people down the country, small business people who operate from their own home, who have to pay for their water. And I think that it has been an awakening call for them, because they are now concerned about elements of socialists. And I think that that needs to be nipped in the bud. If not, we're facing what is potentially a nicer situation in Middle East, if those people are allowed get on to do what they're doing.
ISIS, do you agree?
Well, this is a very passionate contribution from my friend and colleague Deputy Noel Coonan in an adjoining constituency of Tipperary here beside me in Laois. He did use strong and colourful language. I wouldn't necessarily agree with all of which he had to say, but I am satisfied, Gavin, that we have made changes to the water charges package, which are affordable and simple and clear, and people sought clarity and people sought certainty, and we've provided that.
Not much more exaggerated than Enda Kenny, who's hardly a backbencher, claiming a claim earlier on during the week of protesters kidnapping the Taoiseach. If you want protesters to calm down, if you want this to be nipped in the bud, shouldn't your fellow TDs be setting an example and tone down the language?
As I said to you, Gavin, this in many respects is a subjective analysis, toning down language. We've gone through a very difficult period. Of course people are entitled to protest, and in any democracy that is and should be the case. However, I think it's clear in recent times that there were certain elements that went over the top, but now we move forward, we have the package, and I think it's important that we engage with people in a way that's positive, and that people now have the clarity and the certainty, and we move on.
Still no guarantee the EU will approve of your plan. What if they don't?
I believe the overall assessment by the Troika is expected to be positive.
I know you expect that and you hope that, but what will you do if they don't approve it?
I expect, Gavin, and I hope, because we haven't reached a conclusion on this issue as yet, there's speculation further in this morning's newspaper. My expectation is that the overall assessment...
What if they don't?
And the indications are, well, we'll engage with them in a way that will ensure that they will.
Do you have a plan for what would happen if they don't?
If the Troika have issues, and I understand they're in town today, we have absolutely no difficulty in sitting down with them, talking through this issue,
do you have
working
a plan
on it, so as to ensure... Yes, the government has a plan, and that plan is that which was debated in the Dáil yesterday, voted in the Dáil last night.
Yes, but if the EU don't approve that, do you have a plan for what you will do if they don't approve that?
Well, I'm not going to go into the ifs and buts.
I'm not asking you for the plan, I'm asking you if you have one.
No, what I'm saying is that we will deal with the Troika in the very successful manner in which we have, ultimately leading to the exit of the bailout last December. If the Troika have any further issues, Michael Noonan and our government team have no difficulty engaging with them in the manner in which we have over recent years. Because the object of the exercise is clear here, Gavin, that we can ensure that the country never returns to the gross mismanagement and economic crisis of the past number of years. We're making recovery. It's slow. People have been asked to make huge sacrifices.
And they've been asked to make another one,
and ultimately, our positive economic growth is giving rise to jobs. That's the object of the exercise.
Charlie Flanagan, Minister for Foreign Affairs, thank you very much for speaking to us on the programme. As I said, we'll hear from two illegal Irish immigrants in the United States later in the programme.